KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have a clear to partly cloudy sky. It's 33 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high of 63. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. In Western Iowa News, family members of a Pottawatomie County boy who was struck by a van last week say he has died from his injuries. The family told Omaha television station KETV that 11-year-old Blake Smith of Council Bluffs died Saturday at Nebraska Medicine. Council Bluffs police said the boy was hit by a 2004 full-size Ford van at around 3:30 p.m. last Wednesday. The driver of the van, 52-year-old Rex Miles of Council Bluffs, has not been charged. Police said the Miles was traveling west on East Canesville Boulevard in the right lane. Traffic was stopped in the left westbound lane for the right light ahead. Miles and witnesses both told police that Blake had run northbound across Canesville through the stop line of vehicles in the left lane before crossing into Miles' path. Miles said he didn't see Blake until it was too late and tried to stop. The Council Bluffs Police Traffic Unit is still conducting an investigation into the incident, but authorities say that impairment and speed did not appear to be factors in that accident. A fire late Friday night near the Struve Labs near Manning took place, and Chantel Grove reports.
Owner Dr. Rexanne Struve said they believe the fire started in an exhaust fan. Three employees were on site at the time of the fire and had put out the visible flames with a fire extinguisher before realizing it had already spread throughout the ceiling area. The employees were able to get out of the building and no injuries were reported, but there was extensive damage to the west side of the structure, and Struve said over 60 piglets were lost in the blaze. The state fire marshal will be conducting a routine investigation. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.
Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County say a Nebraska woman was arrested late Sunday night on a drug charge. 19-year-old Yasmin Spivey of Omaha was taken into custody for possession of marijuana just before midnight Sunday. Spivey was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. Red Oak Police assisted Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies in handling the arrest. Red Oak Police Sunday evening arrested a Pottawatomie County woman on a warrant for escape from custody. 35-year-old Deborah Lee Pankers of Council Bluffs was reported escape from the residential facility in Council Bluffs. The warrant for her arrest was issued last Thursday. Pankers was arrested just before 5 p.m. in connection with a separate incident in Red Oak. She was brought to Montgomery County Jail and held on a $1,000 cash bond. A family altercation Saturday evening in Red Oak resulted in a child being removed from the home and one person taken into custody. 55-year-old Gregory Charles Wade of Red Oak was arrested at around 7:40 p.m. for child endangerment without injury, an aggravated misdemeanor. Red Oak police say Wade created the situation which placed his 7-year-old grandson at risk of physical harm. Police in Council Bluffs are investigating the death of an infant. Authorities say at around 4:37 a.m. Saturday, officers of the Council Bluffs Police Department were called to the 500 block of 23rd Avenue to assist paramedics with an unresponsive infant in a vehicle on 23rd Avenue. Upon their arrival, paramedics were unable to detect vital signs on the infant and began CPR. The infant was rushed to Jenny Edmondson Hospital, where efforts to revive the child by emergency staff were unsuccessful, and the infant was eventually pronounced dead at the hospital. Holly Campbell, who resides at 3618 Ronald Road at Council Bluffs, told investigators she woke up at around 4 a.m. to check on her 2-month-old son, Donovan Hopkins, only to find him unresponsive and not breathing. Campbell then loaded Donovan into a car and rushed off for the hospital. While en route, she experienced mechanical problems with her vehicle. The vehicle became disabled near South 5th Street and 23rd Avenue, where Campbell flagged down another motorist for help. An investigation into the incident is ongoing and was being conducted by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Criminal Investigations Division. Atlantic Fire and Rescue, Marnie First Responders, and Medevac Ambulance were paged to a single vehicle accident Saturday evening northeast of Marnie on 570th Street, just under the Interstate 80 overpass. The accident happened at around 4:41 p.m. Two people suffered what were described as minor injuries, but additional details were not immediately available. And a woman on probation for her role in a staged Sioux City bank robbery is now behind bars. 19-year-old Heaven Zevenbergen of Holstein was ordered to spend 30 days in jail. The woman admitted to smoking marijuana in August and quitting her job for 2 months, both of which were violations of her probation. District court judge told her that she would likely go to prison if she violates her probation again. Zevenbergen and her friend, 19-year-old Angelica Perez, were sentenced in February to 5 years in prison after pleading guilty to second-degree theft, but had their sentences suspended in May. Prosecutors say Perez had entered a bank in disguise and passed Zevenbergen, who was a bank teller, a note demanding cash. In our funeral announcements, Martin Marty Leroy Schumann, age 74, of Avoca, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marty Schumann will be today at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. John Weston Rasmussen, age 71, of Kirkman, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A memorial service for John Rasmussen will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Kirkman. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Lucille Lundy, age 85, of Orient, died Thursday at Creston Specialty Care in Creston. Funeral services for Lucille Lundy will be today at 1:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Marta Lynn Fender Key, age 60, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Oakland, died Thursday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marta Key will be on Tuesday, tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Phyllis Labor, age 95, of Papillion, Nebraska and formerly of Oakland, has died. Funeral services for Phyllis Labor will be tomorrow at 3 o'clock at the Oakland Congregational Church, UCC, in Oakland. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Jerry Deist, age 74, of Audubon, died Friday at Mercy Hospital Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jerry Deist will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Reverend Lewis Miller, age 99, of Manning, died Thursday at Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Reverend Lewis Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died Tuesday in Omaha. A memorial service for Eileen Smith will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building in Oakland. A reception with the family will follow at the community building. Reconvene Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. Gilbert Hare, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Gilbert Hare are pending at Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Shirley Will, age 72, of Atlantic, died Sunday at Creighton Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Shirley Will are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Marion Reimer are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.